ZLK mobile.
KO4HKX.
Are you riding, do you have a sidekick today, or are you out by yourself?
Off today.
Had a good day yesterday, and I hope it's going well so far.
Had a good day yesterday. It was a long day, but a good one. And nothing to complain about yet. Hoping we get a little bit of rain.
Checking in last night saying you were just home or on just about home or something. I can't remember exactly which. And I'm over here, and I just left Pumpkin Town, headed towards Marietta, and it's sprinkling. A little harder than sprinkling, but not too bad yet.
Wife with me yesterday, so we stopped and ate supper on the way home, and then I had to meet another, ended up having to meet another distributor to pass some tools to him, and it just wound up being a long day.
You said you stopped for dinner and had to meet somebody else after you said you had your wife with you, because I was hoping you weren't going to say she was slowing you down.
Well, we won't say that, but if you think it, you're okay with it.
Always wish that Beth would have done or been able to would have been my Christmas helper one time when I was delivering out of the package car, just so she could get a taste of. I know she knew what I did, but every once in a while she would say, "I could do that," you know. And I wanted her so bad to ride with me during Christmas, just so I could watch her struggle with those 100-pound packages going up to the third floor on the apartment buildings. You think I would do that to her?
One time, just so she gets a genuine feel about how it is.
About her is, if you double dare her, she will try anything. She'll try to get it done. Sometimes I use that to my advantage. It doesn't always work. It doesn't always work on the things I wanted to, but if she thinks she can do it, she's going to give it a 100% effort anyway.
Well, I'm going to have to bail out of here. I'm next stop, so good to talk to you today. You be careful out there. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73 Shane.
N4ZLK.
I got H for you, so stop by tonight. Good morning, Shane. I can't stay long. I was headed in to shave. We've been out setting up the sprinkler for the backyard. It's in 0TR.
Well, maybe you might get a little rain. I've got some over this way, just kind of a sprinkle. And yeah, you need to shave. You sound scratchy this morning. N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane. Boy, it's drier than a popcorn you-know-what out there. But, we went ahead and watered the backyard. It's looking pretty pitiful. And watered the front yard a few days ago. Just to try to save it from killing it completely. The field like temperature has been tremendous, over 100 degrees. Right now it's 80, and feels like 89 with the humidity. And they say the humidity is going to come up today, which is good, but it makes it a little more oppressive, shall we say, with a big word. What are you up to today?
Out to the store, get a few things. We're watching the my oldest son's two little girls. We've had them since Sunday. They're, his wife is supposed to be delivering a baby anytime soon, and she was due yesterday, but they thought it was going to happen Monday, and they asked us to watch the girls, so I have to run out and get a few things. Then I'm going to go to bed so I can get ready for work tonight. But I was in Vegas last week for a couple days. Beth and I were. It was 113 degrees at one point out there. And even though they say it was a dry heat, it was still warm. We took a little trip outside of town up to a place called Mount Charleston. The elevation went up about, let's see, from 2,200 feet up to almost 7,000 feet. And it was a gentle grade. I mean, we just drove and kind of climbed straight. And the temperature dropped about 20 degrees while we were headed up there.
Well, It's a physics given. When you start to go up, it drops so many degrees per 1,000 feet. And in the summertime, that's a very good thing. In the wintertime, well, not so much.
It was about 95, I think, when we left, because it was in the evening. We left Vegas, and we were down to just below 75 degrees by the time we got to where we were going. It was absolutely beautiful, almost chilly.
They say about the humidity, too, is true that you're in the dry heat, but it's still tremendously hot. We was out there one time years ago, and I don't care what they say, hot is hot. The daughter and son-in-law from up in Michigan spent about 10 days up in Washington last week in Vancouver, British Columbia, and they had optimal weather, and they had that big heat wave come through where they live there. I think it's southwest of Detroit, and so they missed all of that, and it was really, they had danger warnings out up there. But when they come back, it was back in the 80s and 70s, so they got lucky on that one.
The temperature changes. It hang around in the, you know, be hot for a couple of weeks and then clear back out to nice weather again. But we got to go on Nellis Air Force Base while we were out there and got a drive-around tour. Drove by the Thunderbirds headquarters and museum. Didn't get to go in. It was closed. Saw a B-1 bomber on the tarmac and several other fighters and, you know, a couple of the bigger planes. There was a 6 or 8 jets that were all just kind of parked together. They had Navy on the side, but they looked like older jets. They were really small. And they were all marked the same, almost like they might have been a demonstration team or something, but they weren't the Blue Angels. And I know they were like jets from the 50s era, so I don't think they fly anymore. They might have been part of the museum, but that was pretty interesting.
They used to use T-38s as aggressor planes, but they were painted camouflage. We used to fly out there towards Nellis when I was in the carrier plane, and they have a big electronic countermeasure range out there that we could practice with. And it was really an interesting place. We never did land there. We just fly there from San Diego. But it was a very secretive place and very interesting. So you're very lucky to gain access to that. I wondered about that, you know, if a person like your son takes you on a base, do they ask for your ID too?
And it was funny because we pulled up to the gate and they asked for all our IDs, and my sister was with us, and you know, she's a pilot for JetBlue, and she had left her passport back at the hotel, but she had her driver's license. Well, they wouldn't let her on because it wasn't a real ID, and even though the FAA doesn't require that yet for travel, and the military base was requiring it. Oh boy, she was really offended. I kind of felt bad for her, but she's like, I've flown into this base before, or already been here, could have flown out or something. I don't know why they won't let me on. I didn't laugh in front of her, but later I was kind of giggling about it, you know.
Rules are rules, and that's just about the bottom line. And sometimes they suck, but there's reasons for them. Just ridiculous at times. But when it comes to our military bases, it's just like they, this week they turned loose that guy out of England they had for so long that released all of those secret stuff on WikiLeaks. And, you know, under the right circumstances, he'd have been shot. Instead, they returned him to Australia and turned him loose like a hero.
There's people that are celebrating and people that are upset, I guess. It depends on what you've been told and what you tend to believe. But anyway, it was fun. I enjoyed the tour, and we had a good time. got to attend a military award ceremony presentation for the Air Force, and that was really neat. It was good to see the patriotism and just the camaraderie that those guys had, and just how sharp they looked all dressed up in their mess dress.
Although I'm jealous, the Marines have the best looking uniforms of all the services. I never was crazy about that little white hat we had to wear. But I guess some of that's changed now, but a lot of it's tradition, and I understand that. But the booze, now they were nice. They were really nice looking. But thank God we didn't have to wear them in the summertime. Well, Shane, I better let you go. I got to go in there and shave, and then we're going to a graduation. The youngest grandson's graduating at the Triple Tree Aerodrome out by Woodruff today. He went to a summer camp for aeronautics, I guess you would say. And the daughter wants us to be there, and they're serving the luncheon. I told her I wasn't going, and then because when we were there the last time, there wasn't no buildings years ago. But now she said, oh, this is going to be inside. And so I said, oh, well, that's different. We'll be there. It's air conditioned. We just can't be out in that heat. It's just unbelievable. It's just a grass strip there, and it's a very nice place. But it's evolved a lot since we were there the last time. So we're going to go to that for a luncheon and such. But you have a good day and nice talking to you this morning. And you're blessed to have those young ladies there at home with you, if they don't keep you up. 73 Shane and 4ZLK and 0TR.
Enjoy that time with your family. And you need to go to that if you're able to. That'll be fun. Enjoy talking to you. N0TR, N4ZLK. Good timing. I'm here at the grocery store. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
N0TR, W2T.
Hi, Rusty. You're going to have me have a sugar attack here. I took them blood pressure pills and it's dropping fast. How you doing?
Just wanted to say good morning. This is the earliest I've heard you on the radio in a good while now. I wondered what got you up early, that got you on the radio so early.
We had to go out and set the sprinkler up for the backyard, and that's the only reason, because I usually shave immediately after I brush my teeth of a morning. But we went out there and took a little while to get it in the right place because we don't have a sprinkler system. Boy, I don't know where my daughter's at, but she's looking out at a, I'll bet it's that aerodrome, because there's a lake down there by it, I think. And it shows some chairs and sitting out in front of a beautiful pond or lake, whatever it is. Grandson's going to graduate from there today. So maybe they're down there already.
Part of your conversation, I was sitting in the other room and could hear it then all, and heard you talking to Shane there. And, I just want to say good morning and hope you have a good day. At least it's not supposed to be near as hot as it was, has been for the last 2 days. But we are supposed to have a chance of thunderstorms today.
Some rain. Oh, and I just got another text from Dubai from the nephew. He says, flying the double-decker A380-800 and sitting on top. That company he's presenting for over there in Dubai must be pretty well off, because I would think sitting in that upper portion is more or less first class. I can't imagine what that would cost.
Then you and I could afford, with even if we save for a couple of years.
Sam's over. He's in a different pay grade, being a medical scientist.
Well, good for him. Good for him. And all. So, anyway, well, I just thought I'd say good morning, and I'll let you go back to getting ready. I don't have to be anywhere today. I did my grocery shopping yesterday. And a pot of vegetable soup made yesterday, and had that for lunch. So I've got I've got some of that I can warm back up for lunch today if I want. So anyway, just thought I'd holler at you and say hello and good morning, and hope you have a good day and enjoy the time with your grandson.
I could think what I was going to call you about yesterday, but it'll come to me. I don't know what time I got that, on 9:36 a.m., so I guess I just, I don't know, 1:37 in the morning. That's when that come in from Dubai. I just seen it. Oh, well, that 8380 is the biggest airliner flying out there. That lucky dog, I'm telling you. I guess that's rewards of working hard all your life, because he's 66 years old now, ain't he, Mom? Yeah. Anyways, I'll let her watch Ice Road Truckers while she gets breakfast, and I'm going to go shave. Take care, and I'll catch you down the line. We'll be headed out there about 11. We'll be going mobile, I guess, something like that. W2T and 0GR73.
Okay, well, I've got my radio on here in the house, and I've also got the phone nearby, so if you can remember what it is, just give me a holler. Talk to you later, N0TR, W2T, clear.